Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United States has withdrawn from UNESCO. This is a big move by President Donald Trump. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, President Trump recently announced that the United States will withdraw from the United Nations Educational, Scientific, Cultural Organization, known also as UNESCO, because of its anti-Israel bias. The withdrawal will take effect at the end of the year of 2018, December 31, 2018. The U.S. may remain involved as a non-member observer state, but has ceased funding UNESCO and will withdraw officially as an official member. This is great news, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the decision to leave UNESCO brave and moral. He said that he has instructed the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to also prepare for Israel's withdrawing from UNESCO.
You know, this all started in 2011, didn't it, when UNESCO included Palestine as a member. And so I think the United States started withdrawing at that point, didn't we?
Yeah, amazingly, back then in 2011, UNESCO, which has a record of fostering anti-Semitism, it also tries to suggest that certain historic places like Jerusalem, the City of David, Hebron, and other places that are historic have no connection to Israel and the Jewish people.
Yeah.
It's complete rewriting of history. Well, back in 2011, UNESCO, with its anti-Semitic and anti-Israel rhetoric and policies, ultimately decided to include Palestine. Well, there is no place really called Palestine. There is no entity, a nation called Palestine. There are people who call themselves Palestinian. There's no nation that's called Palestine. That ceased to exist in 1948.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But they included Palestine as a member in 2011. And what happened was the United States stopped funding UNESCO after it voted to include Palestine as a member. The State Department has maintained a UNESCO office at its Paris headquarters and sought to weigh in on policy behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But now what we're doing is not only ceasing the funding, continuing to no longer fund, but we're officially withdrawing from UNESCO because of its anti-Semitic, anti-Israel rhetoric.
You know, that's a positive move. I mean, voting to include Palestine as a member was a true slap in Israel's face. And we need to stand as an ally and support of Israel. God is very clear about his opinion of Israel, and we are to stand in support, as we do here at Liberty Counsel and Christians in Defense of Israel and Covenant Journey and all the programs we're doing to support Israel. So it's good to see that the United States as a nation is also doing the same with this action of pulling out of UNESCO.
I remember September 2011 when the United Nations was meeting in New York, and we launched our first what we call Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour that Liberty Counsel launched in 2011. Out of that came the different tours that Liberty Counsel and now our Christians in Defense of Israel provide, and then out of that came Covenant Journey. We were there for our inaugural individual trip that we organized, September 2011. The UN was meeting in New York, and we were including or anticipating that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would come and speak to our group, and it was touch and go as to whether he'd be able to do it. But he decided that he needed to go to New York. So he didn't speak to our group at that time. He went to New York, and he gave this eloquent speech to the United Nations about their intent to include Palestine as a member. And it was an amazing speech. We actually were able to read it to our group while we were in Israel at that time. It was in those meetings with the United Nations that year that they ultimately included Palestine as a member state. And what that did was send a political message to Israel, basically establishing Palestine as a nation state. Well, it doesn't meet the UN criteria. For the UN criteria, you have to have certain criteria that you meet to be considered a nation state. Mm-hmm. Palestine doesn't meet those. There is no official Palestine anyway. It's Israel. There may be people who identify as Palestinians, but there is no Palestine. There is no independent military or what is required to be considered a nation state. And yet they included them anyway. It was a political slap against Israel.
You know, I remember that speech, and that was a real table turner at that point.
It was. And so, amazingly, during that time, it was such an outrage that even under the Obama administration, believe it or not, the State Department and the Obama administration ceased funding the UNESCO, which is a subdivision of the United Nations. This United Nations Educational, Scientific, Cultural Organization actually has historically designated certain things as World Heritage Sites. You know, it designates the Statue of Liberty as a World Heritage Site. Who cares what UNESCO thinks
right.
about different sites around the world? They have no authority anyway. They want to have more authority than they do, but who really cares what they think about a particular place or location? But then they've gone beyond just these historical World Heritage Sites to have a very biased anti-Israel rhetoric. They commit resolutions, they have votes, and yet we have just simply, even with George W. Bush, just sat there and let them do what they wanted to, and we funded them. It's amazing. We didn't take any action. Now we've got a president who not only will not fund them, but also is withdrawing. Yeah, by the end of 2017, the unpaid bill for the U.S. is $550 million.
Hefty funding, I'd say.
Yeah, we're the biggest funder.
Wow.
And so since 2011, we're now at the end of 2017, so that's, 6 years?
Yeah.
You're looking at basically almost $100 million a year that we were paying UNESCO.
Wow, you know, so it's about time we withdrew, and finally, we are grateful we have a president who will stand with Israel. And, you know, previous actions that he's shown and other events that have been unprecedented this year even, that have been, you know, shown his support of Israel.
Yeah, imagine, I mean, basically $10 million a month is what the bill was just to UNESCO. And this is a subdivision of the United Nations. This is not the United Nations. It's just a sub-entity of the United Nations.
And what did they really do with all that money?
$10 million roughly a month we had been paying them until 2011. So when I say since 2011, we were funding them up until the fall of 2011. So it was only at the end. So we basically stopped funding them in 2012. And that's even less. So we're talking probably more than $100 million a year in terms of what we were funding them.
That's absurd.
Over $10 million a week when you start to calculate it up. And that's just one expenditure. No wonder why we have a deficit problem in this country.
Yeah.
We're spending money on an entity like this that turns against our greatest ally,
mm-hmm.
and they have the audacity, and they've had the audacity for years, to act as a rogue entity and yet have their bank accounts filled with U.S. taxpayer dollars.
$10 million a month? I could think of a few things we could do with that.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, the good news is President Donald Trump and, of course, our ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, have had strong rhetoric against the United Nations. It's about time. You know, we have seen the UN just completely ineffective in whether it's Israel or anything else. It has become an ineffective institution. And I think you're going to see more action against the UN if they don't come back into line. And frankly, I think it's time to do what we just did, defund them and withdraw. They have become an irrelevant and, frankly, I think a dangerous institution by creating this anti-Israel mentality. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. It's the only place where Jews, Christians, and Muslims, and others like the Druze, have religious freedom in the Middle East. The only place where they have the freedom to practice their religion is in Israel. It's the only place in the Middle East where Jews and Muslims, Christians as well, have the ability to vote and serve in the Knesset. We need to stand with Israel. For more information, visit our Christians in Defense of Israel website, cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org, and learn more about our Covenant Journey ministry, covenantjourney.org. You can also learn about all of those by going to our main website, lc.org, Liberty Council's main website. Stand with Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Stand with us as we continue to stand with Israel and the Jewish people. Visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.